Hello, everybody. This is Chris A. Moody, and this is my Dog Sees a Podcasting episode for the 26th of August. And yes, I did not record an episode yesterday. I wound up sleeping most of the day away. I really don't know what's going on, but I just could not stay awake yesterday, and since we didn't need to make any mad rushes anywhere yesterday, I just spent the majority of the day sleeping. So today, at the end of the episode, I have something which I hope you will think is cool. But I will get to that. So you got to stay tuned and listen all the way. Today we finally got the car back. I'm not exactly sure which. I guess that makes this like part four or something. It wound up costing over $1,600 to get everything said and done. Hopefully that's the last money we have to put into the car anytime soon, but at least now it will start and open when we need it to. It did turn out that the circuit board in the car that listens for the fob had stopped working, which is what caused all the issues. Let's see. Anything else? Can't think of anything else at the moment, so I will move on to the special surprise. One of the podcasts that I started listening to after Mark stopped doing his daily podcast, it's called Weird Darkness. I'm forgetting his name at the moment, but the podcaster reads several different things. And he's been rebroadcasting episodes. Seems kind of odd that you would have enough episodes out that you could rebroadcast them, and a lot of people would never know you rebroadcasted it. Anyways, one of the episodes he rebroadcasted yesterday was originally from March 13th, 2018. And in it had a story called Melissa's Darkness Follows Me. And that, to me, sounded like it would be a cool idea. The basic premise of it would be a cool idea for a new horror story. And horror is something I've been wanting to get into for a while. So, I know it's usually not recommended, but here is chapter one of my work in progress. I'm currently calling it Thomas Stewart Monster Hunter. I hope you enjoy. Thomas Stewart Monster Hunter. Tommy ran into his house, screen door slamming hard. He stopped and looked at it, then looked around. "Mom, where are you?" he yelled once it was obvious no yelling was going to happen. "Upstairs, honey," the response came. Tommy went up the stairs and saw that the door to his bedroom was opened. "Did I leave my room a mess?" he wondered to himself as he carefully approached the doorway. In the middle of his room was a crib. "You got a new baby?" Tommy asked. "Tommy, this is Jake Sabinson. He's going to be staying with us for a few days. Is it okay if he sleeps in here?" his mom asked. "Sure, Mom," he replied automatically. "Good. I think Jake is ready for a nap now," Let's go downstairs and you can tell me all about your day, okay, hon? She whispered, setting him down in the crib. She flipped on the baby monitor as they left the room quietly. When they got downstairs, Sarah pulled out a plate from the cabinet and put some store-bought cookies on it, and then put it in the microwave to heat them up. When the microwave dinged, she pulled out the cookies and poured two large glasses of milk. So how was your day, buddy? It was great, Mom. After I finished eating lunch, Mikey and I played dodgeball with a bunch of other kids. And then we colored dinosaurs. That's great, hon, Sarah replied with a huge smile across her face. Do you have any homework? The afternoon was normal. Sarah helped her young son with his math homework. By 6 o'clock, Jake was down in the living room looking around. Tommy was used to his mom bringing home infants for a few days, and that meant gates going up so that they didn't get hurt. The doorbell rang. Tommy, be a dear and go answer it. It's likely Lisa. He ran to the door and looked out the window next to it and saw it was indeed Lisa. He opened the door. Well, there's my little partner, Lisa said in slight Texas drawl. Hi, Lisa. I have a foster brother, Tommy exclaimed, giving her a big hug. Is that right? Well, let's go see him, she said, picking Tommy up. Within a few hours, both Tommy and Jake were fast asleep in Tommy's bedroom. Deep into the night, Tommy heard heavy breathing. He slowly opened his left eye, and there in front of the crib was a dark shadow figure. He slowly opened his right eye to focus better, but all he could see was darkness moving. Then he saw what he thought was an arm moving up over the crib wall and out of what he guessed were the sleeves, sharp metallic fingers came out. Tommy wanted to scream, but his voice couldn't find any purchase. As the metallic fingers went into Jake, the baby let out a loud cry. Lisa's gonna save us. I just know it, Tommy thought. Jake kept crying for what seemed to be hours. Where's Lisa? Tommy thought to himself. Then the being withdrew his hand, and Jake's crying died down almost instantly. He thought he could see the shadow being looking around the room once more, and then faded away. At that point, Tommy was able to move. He climbed up so he could over the crib and quiet down little Jake. Tommy felt around the front of Jake's shirt and couldn't find any cuts or holes that shouldn't have been there. Don't worry, I'm going to save you, Tommy whispered. He comforted Jake till he fell back asleep, and then Tommy stepped down and slid back into his own bed for what would be a restless night's sleep.